Unit 5, Track 1. Conversation 1.
How was your trip to China?
Well, it was quite weird actually.
Why? What happened?
Their customs are very different from what we are used to in England.
Like what?
I visited my Chinese friend one day. My friend's wife offered me slippers in the doorway, and I politely refused to wear them by saying no thanks. They looked at me with confused eyes.
Why?
Later, I learned that you are expected to remove your shoes before entering a house in China.
Really? I didn't know that.
I didn't know either. Also, there is something unusual about their eating habits.
What is it?
Slurping soup or noodles is very common in China. It's used for showing appreciation for the meal.
I don't understand. How could Western and Chinese cultures be that different?
They are different, and we must be respectful about that.
You are right.
And also, if we are to visit a foreign country, we should learn about their customs in advance in order not to be misunderstood.
Or in order not to offend others unintentionally.
Exactly. Conversation 2.
How is life in the US?
I'm trying to get used to it. You know, their lifestyle and customs are different from ours.
How?
For example, I was a bit surprised when I first went to a restaurant.
Why? What happened there?
They added an extra fee to the bill.
For what?
It was a tip that I had to pay.
We are not used to tipping as it is not very common in Japan.
Yes, that's why it was surprising for me. What about you, Chunhai? As far as I know, you are an exchange student in Spain. I'm sure there are lots of interesting customs there.
Sure. I was surprised to see that most Spanish people take a nap early in the afternoon.
Oh, I know that. It's called siesta.
Yes. Another thing that is interesting for me is that they have dinner after 9 p.m.
Really? It's too late.
You are right. When visiting someone's house, the guest usually brings gifts that can be shared, such as chocolate.
They speak very loudly in social gatherings, as far as I see in La Casa de Papel.
Yes, too loudly.